can do it very fast, yeah, just like keywords. Don't give me any questions, okay, because that's not my topic. Okay, I can give you the email and you can email it to the author of this lecture, but, or you can try. Okay, so the topic is e-education on the national level. And the author is Bernard Herrmann. He is the secretary for the Ministry of Education in Slovenia, and he was the lead of the open source group that had a project. I think it ended this year, or it's still going on, but there was a project about introducing open source software into schools, into education system. So now I will read some of this. In addition to traditional electronic texts, modern electronic education resources on web portals include interactive web technologies such as animation, simulation, web chats, and so on. E-education resources can be textbooks, workbooks, tests for knowledge assessment and reinforcement, atlases, teaching and learning aids, charts, simulations, animations, or yes, I could use that.
Okay. Oh, great. We do not have in mind a simple display of textbooks on the web, but are speaking of e-education based on the experiences of other developed countries. E-textbooks are part of e-education and should be designed accordingly. Efficient e-education requires operating software, learning contents adapted to e-education, and properly trained teachers. E-education adds new quality to teaching and learning and enables entirely new approaches to the education process. Regarding the experience of other countries, it is advisable to remember that most energy should be devoted to obtaining new e-education resources of high quality. Skip that. We have some legal and economic analysis for projects for e-education, and this will be available online, so you can still read it, don't worry. ICT solutions. Numerous examples of e-teaching can be found in European school systems. They should be surveyed and compared, and the results should be used to prepare an overall strategic plan and determine the technology for such a system. It is necessary to appoint a project group to prepare the comparisons and propose concrete solutions. For the e-education project to succeed, it is necessary to use appropriate technological solutions and approaches, enabling the use of standard encoding irrespective of hardware and operation systems used. This will guarantee access to the widest circle of users at minimum cost. Regarding technology, there are four basic clusters in a hierarchical order: a central portal with information and search machines, a repository, a warehouse of approved e-learning resources accessible to teachers, e-learning environments, called also LMS, learning management systems, a server supporting the learning process, and tools for preparing e-learning resources. The central portal and the repository play the key role in distributing evaluated contents and tools and guarantee the quality of resources and services. They therefore need to be centrally controlled. Funding for regular maintenance and upgrading should be provided. In addition to the evaluated repository, a repository of all learning resources prepared by individual schools should be set up. Experiences around the world show that the contents of such repositories increase extremely rapidly. They are reviewed and assessed by a large number of users, then they are evaluated and the best of them included into the official repository. The database structure will consist of records of resource descriptions and resource pointers, metadata, and the database of resources themselves. E-learning environments, also called LMS, are installed in individual schools or groups of schools, and approved e-resources are transferred from the central repository. The proposed local application is convenient because student data required for the operation of environments and held by schools are included. This reduces the complexity and increases the responsiveness of an e-learning environment. Smaller schools should be connected with other schools in the region, helping them to implement and administer the system. A school's e-learning environment is accessible from its web page or portal. A key role would be played by pilot schools because Training of and suitable support for individual administrators must be provided. But for e-contents to be offered, they need to be prepared. In general, resources are available for traditional teaching, while certain schools even have e-resources. Traditional resources should be upgraded by contemporary multimedia technology to shorten the time needed for preparation and thus lower the costs, and to make e-resources more teacher-friendly, we can use tools for preparing e-learning resources. In this way, teachers can prepare new resources, which are then evaluated and transferred to the repository. It is important to use tools producing e-resources that can be used in various browsers and on different operating systems. Many tools and systems, proprietary as well as open source, are used around the world. The European community is becoming oriented towards and is supporting open source based solutions in all areas, including e-education. The use of open code solutions enables lower cost burdens. It is necessary to prepare criteria and methodologies for technology evaluation. In preparing the criteria, the use of standards, safety and protection of e-resources contents, as well as the possibility to upgrade the tools and systems, should be stressed. So much on e-resources. And this is a section on the group activities of the OCO project group, the open source project group. In 2003, volunteers from entire Slovenia and other countries participated in the OCO group, that is the open source group. The group numbered over 70 members. It consisted of students, teachers, university professors, members of various societies, and independent researchers. The initial activities of the OCO group were facilitated by the Ministry of Education, Science and Sport, in cooperation with educational institutions, Slovenia's National Education Institute, Universities of Ljubljana, Maribor and Koper, Government Center for Informatics, Ministry of Information Society, LUGOS Society, and individual experts. A half-year works result of the group was Slovene distribution of the Linux OCO Pingo 2.2.0 operation system with a graphic desktop, web browser, electronic mail, and office package. That would be open office package, of course. All software is in the Slovene language and available on the web portal and on CDs. Extensive professional literature in the Slovene language available in electronic and printed form has been prepared. Much work and effort has been invested in translating, developing and testing software and preparing professional literature. Software is working without any problems. This has been confirmed by all users that have installed and began to use it. It has also been demonstrated in seminars and workshops around the schools. All software on CDs can be used subject to a license compatible with the OSI provisions and can be freely distributed in Slovenia. In parallel with the above said, the OCO group took stock of and prepared open source and free didactic software. The aim was to provide interesting and appropriate didactic software for all subjects at all levels of teaching and learning, which teachers and students could and would like to use. Being aware of the fact that knowledge is a key to success, the OCO group endeavored to widen and step up teacher training to improve their proficiency in using open source and free software. The OCO group proposed that the Program Committee for School Computerization should meet in the first part of January 2004 to support the initiative proposing to the Ministry to officially launch the OCO project in January. In this way, the introduction of open source and free software into educational institutions would be given full support and its significance would be recognized. The OCO group wanted to present the vision, results achieved until then, and proposals for further work to the program committee. It also intended to present them the OCO project, a large and complex project which could be fully implemented in a period of few years if it enjoyed the support of the ministry's top officials and received excellent cooperation from the ministry's department and all others involved. The group expected from the ministry to launch the project connecting individual open source groups and advancing development, localization and application of open source solutions in our education system and beyond. Unfortunately, right now, for now, this did not happen. Therefore, the group began to dissolve. Only individual groups remained active, although not connected, and they are still working on e-education. So that is most of it. Everything else you can get on the website. So if you have any questions, I'm not the right person for that. So right now we are going to have a break, a short break, because at 10:30, I think we start the track, the education track upstairs, and the other two tracks also. So thank you. Sorry, it says 11:30.
11.
Okay, sorry, my mistake. Right, 11. Then 11. Okay.